Good morning. Today is Rise at Sunrise at 5:32 a.m. God gives me messages so that I can give to you. Today we're going to look at two particular scriptures. The first is coming from the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief comes not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and may have it abundantly. The second scripture is coming from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 12 through 14. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you will find me. Not I'll find you, but you will find me. Yes. When you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure that you will not be disappointed. Because God's decree, I'll turn things around for you. So today, this message is about God turning things around for you. He got up so we can stay up. He got up so we can stay up. Today is a beautiful day. The moon will be still in a waxing gibbous phase of its lunar cycle, which is between half moon and half moon, full moon. The moon will be 12 days old today with 86% illuminated. We are still in the position of preparation, still in the position of refinement. We are still in a position of redirection and adjustment and flexibility. As plans may be challenging still, patience tested still. We are still in a position to be motivated and to analyze our progress. So today, make adjustments and continue onward and find creative ways to overcome your obstacles. Stop permitting people and their cancerous words to enter into your soul. Amen? Stop permitting the Antichrist, the antagonistic things to slither into your soul, thus hijacking your heart today. The Bible reads, the great antagonist of Christ, expected to spread universal evil before the end of the world, but finally to be conquered at Christ's second coming. That's 1 John chapter 2. Verse 18. The lyrics tell us he got up. Death could not hold him. He savored. He got up. My empty grave, is there up to prove? My Savior, he got up. Who rolled the stone away? I do not know. But I know who lives. Well, these are the lyrics to a beautiful song to remind us that we are gifted through redemption, restoration, restitution, resolution, and reconciliation. Today, we rise. Take that filthy thought out of your mind and off of your behavior and the experiences out of your soul today. Through Christ, we can truly live safe, secure, and free lives. Jesus' resurrection can lead to everlasting life. Jesus' resurrection can lead to freedom and to victory, and how it can wipe away your sin. The sermon also mentioned that Jesus' resurrection is effectual and accomplishes something in everybody's life. We will talk about the word disingenuous today. Its definition is someone who is indigenous is slightly dishonest and insecure in what they say and do. It would be disingenuous to claim that this is great art, you may say. Synonymous words are dishonest. You're kind of slick. In fact, you are faced with insecurities. Indigenous people are very insecure. Every day, insecurity stands at your door knocking, just like Jesus stands at your door knocking. The question is, who are you going to open the door to? That's a thought. See, society places high value on success, wealth, power, and fame, or popularity at lower levels. But remarkable achievements or the appearance of it in these value categories earn social admiration, which our sinful pride craves. This powerful craving begins to shape your thoughts and behaviors early in life, and we develop habits of insecurity that manipulate others' perception of our achievements and these values categories in order to gain social admiration. These habits can become so ingrained that we are only dimly aware of it, or sometimes even blind to them. But I want you to know that God is not blind to you. He knows how they obscure His glory, steal your joy, and hinder your progress in holiness. And He desires that we have lives of love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. So He wants us all to lay aside those cumbersome, closely clinging sin weight of insecurity so we can run with endurance our long distance race of faith. Insecurity obscures our glory. It steals your joy and hinders your progress. However, security is what the Bible gives you. The Bible has a lot to say about your security. See, all your sins and defects are naked and exposed before my eyes. This is what God is saying. But because of my Son Jesus, you are now blameless and holy and above reproach before me. That's Colossians 1 verse 22. Everyone who believes in me would not be put to shame. And if I am with you or for you, who can come against you? Therefore, do not live as a people pleaser. Do not do eye service work, but as a servant of Christ, do my will from a sincere heart. You cannot love others and be insecure at the same time. Aim to live a life of love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Only disorder and evil will result from jealousy and selfish ambition. But peace will result from those who are gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and secure. Let me say it again. Only disorder and evil will result from jealousy and selfish ambition, but peace will result from those who are gentle. You're open to reason. You're full of mercy and good fruits. And you're impartial and sincere. Amen? So I'm telling you today, remove the self-promoting leaven that not only affects the bread of your life, but others around you as well. And live in the unleavened holiness of security and truth. Put your trust in what God says, not what your pride and fear says. Pride and fear will shackle you with weights, but God's promises, if believed, will liberate you. Don't you want to be liberated? With spiritual transformation, we allow Jesus to come through our doors of the soul and peel off the onion layers of those things from a supposed to be old self. Yes. Our being has to be renewed each and every day. The jars of ourselves, however poor, our self-assessment, however socially devalued, we fear we will become if our defects are exposed, are not about us. That's not about us. We are not our own. We belong to Christ. Don't you belong to Christ? Amen. Life in Christ is about Christ. Life in Christ is about Christ. The gospel is the end of our perceived need to mislead. Daily, Jesus is able to keep you from falling, and no one more is more impressed than Jesus. He's the one we want everyone to see when they see us. The glory of his grace is more clearly seen through our sins that he has paid for and forgiven. And the glory of his power is more clearly seen in our weaknesses. I want to leave you with a poem that Mother Teresa wrote. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of being selfish or having ulterior motives. You be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. You be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight, but you build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. You be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow, but you do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough, but you give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and your God. It will never be between you and them anyway. My Lord God, please, I surrender my life and all the activities of today into your able hands. And as I navigate my way today, motivate and elevate my spirit. Give me a deliberate inspiration to honor and adore you. In Jesus' matchless name I pray. Amen. Sunset at 8:29 p.m. tonight. To God be the glory. Ogoni fo olewa. Al-Majdi la-Rabi. Selah, until next time.